see the planet. And I've left behind the empty streets that once inspired my life. And the strength of the emotion is like thunder in the air. 'Cause the promise that we made each other haunts me to the end.
Hey, I'm on the air. We had a little technical difficulty. And welcome to the Thursday edition of the Investigative Journal. I'm your host, Greg Szymanski, and I'll be here for the next 2 hours. My first guest is Barry Chamish. And, yeah, I can hear you guys in the back, so shut that down. By the way, I have Barry Chamish on for my first hour. I did want to mention that yesterday, former New York police detective blew the lid off the JFK hit and high-level and U.S. Vatican involvement in pedophile rings. Jim Rothstein was on my show, and he nabbed the JFK shooter, Frank Sturgis, for trying to kill an insider who knew the real truth about who put together the JFK assassination. He also nabbed former New York Cardinal Spellman and high-level U.S. officials for their involvement in the nationwide pedophile rings. Former Detective Jim Rothstein, like I said, blew the lid off the JFK investigation, as well as pointing to high-level government and Vatican officials being involved in their up to their dirty necks in huge pedophile rings, sweeping innocent children off the streets of America. The information Rothstein showed gave on my show yesterday is he has collected this from 40 years of police work and private investigations, and this should send shockwaves through the heartland of America. But instead, his information has been systematically covered up for the last 30 years to protect the New World Order powers that be. Rothstein claims the media ignores the important facts about the real JFK killers and hides the real high-level perpetrators of this huge pedophile and human trafficking ring. We're going to, you know, you can go to the Arctic Beacon, ARCTICBEACON, and read more about that show, about that story about Jim Rothstein. And we will have Barry Chamish on right after this short break on the Investigative Journal.
You got headaches? Most headaches are caused by a structural weakness of blood vessels in the head, and the blood vessels are tending to balloon, causing a headache. The structural weakness is due to a deficiency. Correct the deficiency, and the body will heal itself. I blended what I believed to be the missing nutrients in the right proportions, and the headaches went away. When they were gone, they stayed gone. I named it Headache Stay Gone. See HeadacheStayGone.com or call 800-327-0727 for more information or to place an order. I'll send you a bottle of Headache Stay Gone. Headache Saigon will cure your headaches and prevent them from coming back before you pay the bill. Headache Saigon has already cured the worst migraines I have ever heard of. Call 800-327-0727. All orders are shipped the same day. Call 800-327-0727. That's 800-327-0727. You got headaches? Most headaches are caused by a structural weakness of blood vessels in the head, and the blood vessels are tending to balloon, causing a headache. The structural weakness is due to a deficiency. Correct the deficiency, and the body will heal itself. I blended what I believed to be the missing nutrients in the right proportions, and the headaches went away. When they were gone, they stayed gone. I named it Headache Stay Gone. See HeadacheStayGone.com or call 800-327-0727 for more information or to place an order. I'll send you a bottle of Headache Stay Gone. Headache Stay Gone will cure your headaches and prevent them from coming back before you pay the bill. Headache Stay Gone has already cured the worst migraines I have ever heard of. Call 800-327-0727. All orders are shipped the same day. Call 800-327-0727. That's 800-327-0727.
Have you heard of the universal antidote for poisoning? If you were thinking activated charcoal, you're right. Emergency wards around the world use activated charcoal as the antidote of choice for hundreds of poisons and as a detox for drug overdose. Because activated charcoal is rated safe and effective by the FDA, you can give it to your family, your pets, or livestock with no worry of negative side effects. If you have acid reflux, an infected wound, a spider bite, want to lower cholesterol, or control bad odors, activated charcoal is a safe, natural remedy. To learn more, visit buyactivatedcharcoal.com. Buyactivatedcharcoal.com carries a wide range of activated charcoal products. Come visit us at www.buyactivatedcharcoal.com. That's www.buyactivatedcharcoal.com. Or give us a call at 1-888-264-5568. Activated charcoal, a supernatural remedy for the 21st century.
Oh, walking towards Washington.
Walk till peace has come.
Okay, we're back on the Investigative Journal. Let me just finish regarding the story I have on my website today regarding Jim Rothstein, a former New York police detective, who was on my show yesterday. And he basically blew the lid off the Kennedy assassination with what he learned years ago with Frank Sturgis when he arrested him when he was to go and kill a woman by the name of Marita, who was the lover of Fidel Castro and also involved in the planning of the JFK assassination. He calls her a Mata Hari and said that Marita finally was going to spill the beans about all the people involved, the five members who came up from Dallas in a car, including Sturgis and four others who she named. Well, Sturgis was to go to New York and kill her. Frank, the police detective Jim Rothstein, intercepted that attempted hit, brings Sturgis back to the police department, gets a two-hour statement from him, including the fact that Sturgis admitted to him that he killed Kennedy from the grassy knoll. And you wonder why he would say something like that. He feels he was above the law, and he also opened up to Rothstein because Rothstein was a Navy midshipman on the Essex during the Bay of Pigs and knew about that whole operation that Sturgis was involved in. So he opened up to him. But in the end, Sturgis was released after one phone call to the White House. And after his arraignment on this attempted hit, even though Rothstein had taped evidence of Sturgis talking to Marita, telling her that you know what happens to people like you who talk about what happened in the Kennedy assassination, they released him after his arraignment. No charges were ever filed. And in fact, Rothstein was then sued by Sturgis for an unlawful arrest, and the city settled out of court for a pittance. But just goes to show you, even in the Kennedy assassination, we can't get justice. But then he went on. He was an investigator in the huge pedophile rings that are still going on today, where children are being kidnapped by these criminals, what he calls the biggest terrorist threat in our country. And he had information that led right to the Vatican. and Cardinal Spellman, who we call the most evil and one of the most powerful men in our country. Now the reins have been turned over to Cardinal Egan. And when he nabbed, when he was getting the investigations all the way to the top, they were always stopped. One was District Attorney Morgenthau, who's still there in New York, stopping any type of investigation to get to the real criminals. And Jim still was bribed twice. They were going to give him $1 million in a suitcase. He refused it. Then they told him he had to retire or he'd probably be killed. They didn't say it in those words, but Jim said that's what the intentions were. So he left, but continued to investigate this since the 1980s, and is still working to help families get back their children. And you can go to my website at www.arcticbeacon.com. And what's the real crying shame is he doesn't get on many radio shows. He doesn't get on, in fact, you don't know about this story. And I can't understand it. I think it's just amazing to me that this story shouldn't be resonating throughout the heartland, because this is one problem we need to stop. We need to stop these people in their tracks for what they're doing in these pedophile rings. And, of course, with all the evidence about Kennedy, we need to get that straightened out. But it never seems to happen. So how do people in this country think they're going to get justice in 9/11? How do you think you're going to get justice in the Iraqi war? And this will lead into my guest, Barry Chamish. But, you know, I was thinking last night before I went to sleep, I was thinking about all the stories I used to do about the illegal invasion of Iraq, how the memos came out from London that Bush knew about the that there were no weapons of mass destruction and planned to go to Iraq. All these stories that should have led to an impeachment, that should have led to some kind of change, have just gone down into that deep, dark rabbit hole. And all these congressmen that are running for president, and I'll name them, you know, all these liberals like Cynthia McKinney, she's not running for president, Dennis Kucinich is, Ron Paul, they're all working for these people. I'm convinced of it through the people I talk to, because they're just being mouthpieces to let people think they're doing something, but nothing gets done. And they're not going to get elected for president. They're just there to placate the liberals. They're there to make you think something's happening. And let me get to my guest, Barry Chamish, because he's not like this. He's going to tell you the truth about what's going on in Israel, what's going on in Iraq, what's going on in this country. And, Barry, how are you today?
Fine, thank you.
You know, I'm glad to have you, because I'm in one of those moods where I need to listen to somebody like you, somebody that tells it straight, tells the American people the truth. You grew up in Israel. You have no reason in the world to lie about what's going on there. And you've been persecuted because you found out what really is going on with Sharon and the government and how they're destroying your people, as well as you being used to as a wedge to destroy the Middle East and also our country. Go ahead.
Well, I don't know about a wedge to destroy anyone but themselves. And that's my concern, that the Jewish people are at a dire risk. And you're right, the other people could be used afterwards. But let's use World War II as a model.
Okay.
The only people who were wiped out as a people were the Jews. Maybe a lot of other people were wounded and died by the numbers close to 60 million, but they weren't hunted down as people. And
right.
We've got the situation now in Israel where Israel really, really can't get out of this in one piece. There's no strategy for Israel to survive anymore. They've ruined the country with so-called peace. Now we can discuss how that's done, and of course Sharon was murdered, and it's unbelievable, really, when you look at the circumstances, that nobody was charged, at least in massive negligence. They misprescribed his prescriptions. They gave him blood thinners. The man needed blood thickeners. They gave him medicine to give him a stroke. And the doctors went on TV, and they said they all made a mistake, and they don't know what happened, but they made a mistake. It was murder in the case of Sharon, and Sharon had a stroke. It didn't kill him. This was after having a private tea session with Shimon Peres. He drank tea for half an hour and then had his first stroke. He was brought into the hospital by Yoram Rubin. Now, Yoram Rubin, those who know my writing, he's the murderer of Rabin. Not the kid sitting in prison, but his bodyguard, Yoram Rubin, shot Rabin dead. And my book, Humor to Yitzhak Rabin, is not an object to be taken lightly in Israel. A lot of people have read the book, and it was a bestseller. And I say that Yoram Rubin was the shooter, and the government says that Yigal Amir was the shooter. You better trust me, because I don't lie, and the government does. And that's just the way it is. You cannot trust the government about anything anymore. And it's getting to the point you can't even trust the bureaucracy about anything, because it's working for that government. And that's how they're breaking down Israel internally, is that there's no authority anymore. And more people don't respect their police and their courts and their government, and they have nowhere to turn. When you don't have a government, you're getting very, very close to anarchy. And Israel is so close to anarchy, and it's just not understood how many groups don't like each other in that country, and how the country has managed to overcome this with a need to survive and the Arab enemy. But the government has stopped fighting the Arab enemy and has shown no will to survive, and a lot of the hatreds within Israel are going to come out, but the big one is happening right now, and that is the undeclared war against the religious. There is a war against the religious, and it is being fought by Israel's authorities, and it is aimed at destroying the religious from Judaism, from ruining Judaism, from getting the Torah out of Judaism. That's what the founders of Israel were going to do. That's what they were always going to do, was start a new Jew, the new Zionist Jew. Now, I always say this because it's necessary. There were two brands of Zionism, and up until 1933, they were competing. One was the bad stuff, the really bad stuff of Chaim Weizmann and Ben-Gurion and Golda Meir. This is the left-wing Zionism. I call it Sabbatean Zionism because they happen to believe that a false messiah of the 17th century, Shabtai Tzvi, is a real messiah. That's a separate issue for now. But the point is, there was another Zionism led by Jabotinsky who knew what was going on in the Zionist world. He knew that the labor Zionists or the left-wing Zionists or the Sabbatean Zionists, all the same people, he knew they were working with the Nazis. He knew about the transfer agreement, a very, very famous agreement signed between the labor Zionists and Adolf Hitler, in which labor Zionism promised to stop all boycotts against the Nazis if the Nazis sent their Jews, as many as they could, to Palestine. The labor Zionists want to start a new Israel using German stock. By the way, I'm not making this up, but let me tell you. What I can suggest is getting my books. Look for Shabtai Tzvi, Labor Zionism and the Holocaust. Excuse me. Go to lulu.com. That's www.lulu.com. Write my name under search, and you'll get to all these books.
Okay, Barry, let's leave it there. I got to take a break. We'll come back and continue after this short message with Barry Chomish on the Investigation Journal.
Got headaches? Most headaches are caused by a structural weakness of blood vessels in the head, and the blood vessels are tending to balloon, causing a headache. The structural weakness is due to a deficiency. Correct the deficiency and the body will heal itself. I blended what I believed to be the missing nutrients in the right proportions, and the headaches went away. When they were gone, they stayed gone. I named it Headache Stay Gone. See HeadacheStayGone.com or call 800-327-0727 for more information or to place an order. I'll send you a bottle of Headache Stagon. Headache Stagon will cure your headaches and prevent them from coming back before you pay the bill. Headache Stagon has already cured the worst migraines I have ever heard of. Call 800-327-0727. All orders are shipped the same day. Call 800-327-0727. That's 800-327-0727.
People who use Cartivite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartivite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartivite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartivite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our Cartivite link at rbnlive.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately one in four families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
Broken lines, broken strings, broken threads, broken springs, broken idols, broken heads.
Hey, we're back. My guest is Barry Chama. She's an author, a writer, journalist who's lived in Israel. He's tried to cover the Israeli scene, telling Americans exactly what's going on there. For that, he's no longer in Israel. His life has been threatened many times, and now he's living in Vancouver, I believe, Canada. The last time we talked, he can't even get into the United States anymore. And it's amazing. He was giving some speeches here, wanted to stay here, and left to go to Canada. When he tried to get back in, and if I'm wrong, Barry, tell me, you were not allowed to get into this country. Now, the story, here's what I want to get at. We know you've been there writing about all this stuff, but Americans still need to hear the real truth behind the Vatican influence in your government, our government, the governments of the Middle East, how it affects foreign policy, and how many people still think, have this hatred for Israel because they see all the money that our country sends over there. They feel that the Israeli government controls our foreign policy and our domestic policy, and they have this deep-seated hatred because of that propaganda, misinformation. The money does flow there, but it's for a different reason. Can you just clear this up? Because it's a major issue that people need to listen to the other side of the coin on this story. Go ahead.
What's the other side? Israel's disappearing. Where's Israel coming out ahead on anything?
Right.
I mean, look, this kind of thinking, I can't do a lot about how if anybody actually thinks that from all this mess in the Middle East today, Israel is in any way benefiting. They just are not aware of the news. If you live in Israel, you know you're in your final days. You're sitting there terrified that the next war will start. and it will be a missile war, and the missiles will be everywhere, and the army won't be able to stop them, and you're going to have to surrender after a fight to the finish with who knows how many hundreds of thousands dead, and they are going to come in the Arabs, they're going to rape every Israeli, they're going to take the women, they're going to take the children, they're going to rape them, then they're going to shoot them dead through their heads. This is how Israel is winning. Look, I don't know what's wrong with people, but they're simply not looking at what's going on in the Middle East. If Israel is controlling things, it's without a doubt the world's worst controller of the United States. As for your money, who needs it? It's used for blackmail. It forces the Israeli army to buy American equipment. excuse me. Equipment it doesn't need. It forces the IDF to adopt strategies to fit in with the American equipment. And look, the worst friend Israel could ever have is the United States and its diplomatic headquarters, the Council on Foreign Relations. You may call these people neocons, but they are in fact members of the Council of Foreign Relations, and they are taking Israel to its death. Now, I was explaining why before. There's a split in the country, and it began in the earliest days of Zionism when one Zionism was trying to prevent the Holocaust and the other Zionism, the labor Zionists, what you would call Shimon Peres's boys. They were trying to get every Jew in Europe killed except for the very strongest. I'm going to quote Chaim Weizmann, who was the chairman of the World Zionist Organization. In 1936, he said, there will be maybe 2 million who survive the upcoming Holocaust, and they will be the best Jews for Palestine. These people were nuts, and this is something that isn't understood. They hated the religious with all their hearts and souls. Now, if this isn't understood, that right now in Israel there is a war to wipe out the Jewish religion, you don't have the real war. And if, by the way, if you're staring at Afghanistan or Iraq and or wondering about Iran, you don't know why Israel is going down the tubes either. And this is a major problem. People are making a giant basket of all this, and there's no basket where Israel's concerned. What it involves is there are no more nations in the Middle East, including Israel, and beginning with Israel. Now, I think I will tell you this story. I've done it before where I get my information from.
We have 1 minute,
from.
1 minute, so start it, and then we'll have to break and then continue it, so go ahead.
Well, then let's just say that this week an amazing event took place in Madrid, Spain. King Juan Carlos and his wife, Sophia, hosted a conference of 19 Arab foreign ministers where they mapped out strategies for destroying Israel finally. And that happened 5 days ago. And I was the only one to report that dreadful meeting. And as I say, if you want to read about the Middle East and who is really destroying Israel, you have to know that the Vatican has an agent in Israel named Shimon Peres. The man has no human emotions. None. He's a monster.
Now let's take a break.
He kills when he sneezes. He sneezes more often than he kills. He kills more often than he sneezes. This man is a living killing machine.
All right, let's pick up right there because I have to take a break, and we'll get into the Vatican influence in your country and on Perez back in 3 minutes on the Investigative Journal.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Americans who already realize our nation is in deep trouble need special edition hard copy literature to awaken the widest possible spectrum of people to the imminence of our nation's peril. The Artificially Sweetened Times informs people that the artificial sweetener aspartame is a hidden addiction killing people worldwide with a cluster of symptoms we now call Rumsfeld's disease. Find out who's responsible for unleashing this weapon of mass misery on the world and become part of the global movement to eliminate this neurotoxic drug from our food supply. The People's Income Tax Guide cites congressional records, Supreme Court decisions, and newspaper articles at the time to prove conclusively that wages were never intended to be taxed as income. A lot has happened in the world since 9/11. The report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 disproves the government's explanation of September 11 through a careful analysis of the evidence. The artificially sweetened times, the People's Income Tax Report, and the report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 are priced for mass distribution. Sample copies are just $3. Call 208-255-2307 or go to idaho-observer.com.
Available from the Republic Broadcasting Network. Broadcasting
Network. Broadcasting. Now you have the time to review every spoken word
on any RBN program
by ordering CDs of any broadcast in either standard audio or MP3 format. Audio CDs are just $10 per hour.
$15 for 2 hours.
And $7 when you order 3 or more hours. An entire month of your favorite broadcaster in MP3 format for just $20. So order right, Republic Broadcasting. 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. That address again is Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Or for more information, call 1-800-724-2719.
And on the web at rbnlive.com.
Order your CDs today because you can handle the truth.
Gold, ever climbing as the dollar continues to spiral into a free fall. How long before it hits rock bottom? Between 1800 and 1913, the value of the dollar was more or less constant. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, the value of the dollar has depreciated 97%. Due to global inflationary policies and the continued erosion of the U.S. dollar, gold and silver are still in the early stages of the greatest bull market the world has ever seen. Whether you purchase precious metals to stabilize your portfolio or you're looking for strong growth, gold and silver will provide you with both. Don't you owe it to yourself to do business with Republic Trading Group? Call us today and become a part of the raging bull in gold and silver. 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898. Call now. 1-800-691-7898.
You off. Why don't you continue where you left off with Perez?
You didn't cut me off.
Go ahead.
This is so complicated. I think your listeners who care will have to go to your archives and listen to this once or twice more. What I'm talking about is actually happened, and it was a meeting in Spain. Now, we didn't know that King Juan Carlos, who besides being the Jesuit-trained monarch, former monarch of Spain, we didn't realize that he was also the council of the Arab House of Spain. That's in the article.
Okay.
That's what he is. He also believes, by the way, that he is the guardian of the holy places of Jerusalem. This, by the way, is his actual title. This is what he really is proud of being. Now, don't underestimate how much the Vatican wants Jerusalem back. They think Jerusalem is their capital. And they're right. I mean, Jerusalem was the capital of Frederick Barbarossa, and he was the capital of Charlemagne. The Muslims agree that the new victor for the Vatican, the person who militarized Western Europe, Charlemagne was also king of Jerusalem. They view Jerusalem as their capital. And this is what people just forget. I don't know why they forget it, but at a very high diplomatic level, there is a policy to get Jerusalem back. Now, they've been waiting a long, long time for a situation as good as the one they have right now. They fooled the Jews into signing the Oslo so-called peace accord. As soon as that was signed, and the Jews actually got their worst enemy, the PLO, and all their pals, by the way, onto boats from Tunis and got them set up next door. And this gets even stupider. They armed them. Israel actually armed the terrorists from its own armory. And, folks, I'm actually telling you the truth. I mean, it sounds so uncannily stupid, but that's what happened. Israel had won the war of terror. In 1992, Israel was set for life. It actually had restrained the elements of terror. Begin had thrown them out of the country. They were never going to come back. And then along came an accord that brought them all back. If you can believe this, folks, 15 years ago, Israel was one of the great places to live. It was actually quiet compared to today. Today is the end of the country. It's coming along very, very quickly right now. We're just waiting for any excuse to start another missile war, and this next missile war could very well be another Holocaust. Israel is now a rat trapped in the corner, and it could be another 6 million dead in Israel, and it could be happening within a month or two.
Now, you say it could be happening within a month or two. Explain to us what you've learned.
Explain what?
What you've learned and what's going on, what could occur in the next month, and how that could occur, the missile war.
Oh, no, I mean, this is a given. I mean, what I've learned is what I'll tell you. The first was the amazing, horrible meeting in Spain. And you don't have a meeting with 19 Arab foreign ministers because they all decide to waste their time and come to Spain. They were going to hear the actual rules of wiping out Israel. They were going to finally plan the end of Israel. And that's what's coming. And this is going to be a shock to a lot of people in the Christian world who believe that that Israel is some sort of a modern-day prophecy. It is not a modern-day prophecy. I don't believe it's Israel of the Scriptures. What we're talking about with Israel is a state set up by people who hate the Jewish religion and are determined to wipe it out. Now, this business of Sabbateans is a complicated lecture, and I'm not the only one who's written about the fact that the Jewish religion has been infiltrated by people who hate the Jewish religion. They may claim they are Jewish, or they may actually convert to other religions. I'll give you an example are the agents of the Rothschild family who set up banking interests in America beginning in the 19th century. I'm sorry, beginning, it would be about the 1850s. They sent people by the name of John Jacob Schiff, and Jacob Astor and August Belmont. These were all people sent from Germany to America to stir up a war. That war became the Civil War. Judah Benjamin was also sent by the Rothschilds, and after the war he just went back to Europe, his duty done. American history has been very badly affected by this family. But none of them are Jews anymore. Try and find a Belmont who's a Jew. I mean, the only thing people recognize with the name Belmont is a racetrack, and even that's not running, I don't think. I think that's been shut down. The Astor is a hotel. John Jacob Schiff, well, his grandson is married to Al Gore's daughter. All of these people are Christians. They have long, long married out of the Jewish religion, but they're not Christians either. They're Sabbateans. They believe in a perversion of the Jewish Torah, where everything in its opposite sense is the truth. And as I pointed out many, many times, in its worst sense, that means do not kill, becomes do kill. And that's where the Holocaust was a mighty, mighty fine physical enjoyment for these people. They found great pleasure in seeing these Jews who don't believe in Shabbat Shvi murdered and their whole villages wiped out, and the whole community of Europe wiped out. To them, this was a very, very great day in history. And they now have got an Israel that they didn't intend to build, that's becoming more religious every day, that the center of world Torah Judaism is now Judea and Samaria. It was Gaza, but they got rid of Gaza. By the way, Shabtai Tzvi preached out of Gaza, and that is important for another day. The fact remains that Israel is at war. The religious of Israel are being wiped out. I've been dutifully reporting on their murders, and it is heartbreaking for me, not to mention that my own family is there, not to mention my friends are there. They are wiping out the religion of Israel. They will soon wipe out their communities, and there's nothing to do with 250,000 homeless people. Nothing. That's the end of the country physically. What are you going to do, put them in the army? I mean, it's so stupid to even think of 250,000 homeless people. But this country, run by these left-wing Sabbatean Jews, are capable of doing that. Are you with me so far?
Yes, yeah, I am, Barry. I'm just listening, and I'm letting you speak and speak your mind on this issue. It's one that people need to hear.
Well, people have to understand that the news they're getting from Israel is really wrong. Look, I have a website. It's called TheBarryChamishWebsite.com. And that's my name is spelled BarryChamish, website.com. Go to my archives. You will see a lot of information on the takeover of Judaism. But also look at my books. I wish I could invite you to hear me speak, but yes, I was blocked from coming to the United States, and I am very, very confused by that to this day, and I don't know enough people in Vancouver and all this stuff. It's very, very difficult, my life, but it's going to be a lot safer than the life of Israel coming up. There's going to be a war, and America right now has got so much preparation in the Persian Gulf right now. You've got two armored carriers in one little gulf. I mean, that could be a big war even. What we're talking right about is that Israel gets wiped out in this war. Now, let's talk about Israel's last protection, and that is supposedly the Samson option. That is, if Israel's cities were under dire threat from missiles, Israel promised that it would take down the Arab capitals with nukes, that Damascus and Tehran would no longer exist, as if destroying Damascus doesn't destroy Israel, too, but neither here nor there. The fact is it wasn't used last summer. For 40 days, Haifa and Tiberias and Tzfat and all the north were had no people in them. Or if you did have people, they lived in shelters for 40 days. All the rest slept on the beaches. Next war, there are going to be no beaches to sleep on. Tel Aviv is going to get the missiles. All the little kids at their clubs, at their raves, taking the ecstasy and bouncing till dawn will find themselves in the middle of a missile war. That's what happened last year, by the way, when the soldiers were taken from their discos, still bouncing to the music and high on ecstasy, placed in the Lebanon war, and they did a very miserable job of fighting. This is the Israel today coming down. It's been made extremely materialistic. The youth of Israel, the secular youth, have no beliefs whatsoever. They do not believe they are anything. The religious youth are being brought down, and when they go, that's the heart and soul of Israel. That's the army. That's the only people who believed in the Jewish nation are going to be brought down to their knees with nowhere to go. And their children will do like the children of Gaza, the Jewish children of Gush Katif. They just walked out of their religion. They saw how cowardly their fathers were. They saw their fathers not fight for their homes. So they abandoned their fathers, and they abandoned God, and they became non-Jews. Many of them are now just becoming non-Jews. This is the war being fought in Israel, and folks, the Zionists, they aren't part of Israel anymore. They're, Labor Zionism only has 18 seats in the Knesset out of 120. 8%, that's it. The Jews don't want it anymore, but they keep getting it shoved down their throats, whether they like it or not, because the Labor Zionists control the media, controls the army, controls the courts, controls the police. Everybody there is now up for corruption charges. Everybody there in authority is now apparently going to go to court. Some are going to go to prison. The country right now has no moral authority anymore. We don't know what to do anymore about Israel, but as a nation, it's already disappeared on many, many grounds.
Right, and when you say that, you know, you could parallel a lot of what you say to what's happening in America. The same type of religious infiltration, the same type of infiltration of our government that you're experiencing. And we must not leave out the Vatican influence here.
The Vatican, please, you want me to go that? That's the whole. Look, there are two forces at work in the world as I see it. There's the Anglo-Saxon force run by the CFR. They control almost every prime minister, including Sharon, Netanyahu, Rabin, Barak. And then there's the Vatican, and their spy is Shimon Peres. And other people include Yossi Beilin amongst the Europeans. These people both agree that Israel must go. The problem with the Vatican is they use methods of utter terror and utter murder, and they don't care how many Jews they murder. They don't care how many Arabs they murder, so long as they get their way. Now, I'm not sure if we have the full time to do this, but I'm going to give you some of my background to know we're not talking theory
well,
here.
What we're going to do, we've guessing. Got a few minutes here and then another five-minute segment, but I'm going to bring you back Friday at 11 a.m. to finish, so don't worry about it. We'll be back Friday with your second part of this, but go ahead.
Well, I'm delighted about that. But, folks, I interviewed several very people responsible for the end of Israel. One of them was Ron Pundak, one of the two Israeli formulators of the Oslo Accord. Now, this is a kind of interesting story. I'm at a Hanukkah party. My host is Lenny Wolf, and he's a very left-wing guy, and his wife is super left-wing. And he says to me, this was in December of 1993, just like a month after the Oslo Accords had been officially signed. And he says, you know, we're friends with Ron Pundak. If you want to meet him, I can pick up the phone now for you. And I said, yeah, I want to meet him. And he picks up the phone, and I'm meeting Ron Pundak 2 days later in Tel Aviv. My partner at the meeting was my partner in my little newsletter, Inside Israel. It was Joel Bainerman. And Joel had written a book on the Bush family called Crimes of a President, which was released, and Joel got a lot of trouble, but that's a separate story. Let's go back to Ron. Ron started telling us everything that he had done in Oslo. And he was bragging. He thought we were left-wing and that we were there to be, just be in awe of him. So we let him talk, and he says many, many things. His real boss is Yossi Beilin. Shimon Peres was left out of Oslo. Shimon Peres brought the Vatican back into Oslo when he found out that he'd been a sucker. This was in May of 1993. But we can do that next time. But let's now talk about one little facet. He says, my boss, Yossi Beilin, doesn't believe in borders. He thinks borders cause war. I said, okay. And I'm thinking to myself, I didn't know anything back then. And I'm thinking to myself, all right, borders cause war. Where is this leading to? And he says, at the end of Oslo, Israel will not have borders. Now, this struck me. I said, what the hell does that mean? I never heard of this concept before. And so I said to him, well, Israel without borders isn't Israel anymore. He said nobody's going to have borders. He said, well, you're going to have a very happy Middle East We're all going to be trading together. We're going to have a trading block. And Israel will serve its purpose. We'll provide the motels, and we'll provide the resorts and the gas stations for all the trucks coming from Morocco on the way to Pakistan, God knows what. And I
Barry,
said to myself, from that day forward, I
okay,
said,
Barry, I need to take a break here. So let's just take we'll take a short break, come back, and finish up our final segment with Barry Chomish.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately 1 in 4 families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
You got headaches? Most headaches are caused by a structural weakness of blood vessels in the head, and the blood vessels are tending to balloon, causing a headache. The structural weakness is due to a deficiency. Correct the deficiency, and the body will heal itself. I blended what I believed to be the missing nutrients in the right proportions, and the headaches went away. When they were gone, they stayed gone. I named it Headache Stay Gone. See HeadacheStayGone.com or call 800-327-0727 for more information or to place an order. I'll send you a bottle of Headache Stay Gone. Headache Stay Gone will cure your headaches and prevent them from coming back before you pay the bill. Headache Stay Gone has already cured the worst migraines I have ever heard of. Call 800-327-0727. All orders are shipped the same day. Call 800-327-0727. That's 800-327-0727.
Long time, no see. Short time for you and me. So fine, so good. We're on the road like you knew we would. First night, so long. State of mind, what can go wrong?
Hey, we're back. Investigative Journal Today with Barry Chomish. If you're listening, he'll be on again Friday at 11 a.m. So we'll have Barry on again. We'll finish up this discussion Friday, 11 a.m. Barry Chomish will come back. He's an author, writer, lived in Israel a long time. He's one of the few people that's had the courage to come forward with the real truth, and it's cost him a lot. And his life story is one that should be noted also, because of the many, many threats and many different things that have happened to him because of trying to tell the truth from that location in Israel. It shows to me, what are they hiding if they're not, if you know, why would they come after you and others if they're not, if this isn't getting down that really road of truth? That's my point, Barry. But go ahead and finish up. We have about 3 or 4 minutes today.
Well, you know, the finish is pretty obvious, because really on Friday we'll have to go backwards and fill in an awful lot of gaps. But the Vatican business is even worse this time around because the CFR are involved. Now, I'm not sure when they truly do part and when they don't get along. I do know that the Vatican have their troops in southern Lebanon. Southern Lebanon, UN troops are 99% from Germany, France, Spain, and Italy. They've got their crusaders in southern Lebanon, and now they're pressing Israel hard to get the Israel Defense Forces out of Gaza and that their troops replace them. They are getting their troops back in the Middle East. They are getting ready to get Jerusalem back. And next time we will tell about Paris's promise to give the Vatican back to the Holy See. Israel is a dead duck. And there's a real problem the Jews don't understand. It's that we have been infiltrated. Jews always ask, why is it us? Why is it always us? And the answer is because you have been infiltrated. Go look at my books at lulu.com, lulu.com, and find out who has infiltrated us. But you will find that we have stared at the enemy, and he is us. He may be Muslim, he may be Christian, but if you go back far enough, at some point he was Jewish. And there you have the problem is a group called the Sabbateans really don't like the Jews, but they do a marvelous job of pretending they do. They have got a war going in Israel. It is a war to destroy the Jewish religion. It is a war that's going to lead to another Holocaust. And by the way, it's just about to start, and no one is listening. I'm not sure why, but this in summation is what's going on in Israel right now. Israel is in mortal danger of another Holocaust. And am I an alarmist? Well, I don't know, folks, but a lot of dead people every day in the Middle East, you're getting hundreds of new dead people. I don't think their families view me as an alarmist. You've got to accept the fact that there is something awful going on in the Middle East. The Vatican, we'll talk about this on Friday big time, really big time, but the Vatican have their finger in it, and so do the Sabbateans, and Israel is going to go. And frankly, Israel is only around as long as these people say Israel is around. When the order to take Israel is sprung on the Israeli people, they will not believe how quickly a Holocaust can take place in the year 2007.
Okay, Barry, let's hold right there. We'll be back Friday with you. Thanks for being on the show. I'm all out of time today. Thank you, Barry.
Thank you very much. Bye,
okay,
all.
That was Barry Chalmers. She'll be back with us Friday. Oh, let's take a two-minute break and then come back with my next guest. Back in 2 minutes on the Investigative Journal.